For Ed's point, I'd move the motion to commemorate the 1916 rising and all those who gave their lives for Irish freedom, for a monument to put up outside the County House, which is the democratic centre, the centre of democracy in County Donegal, be in line with different initiatives and projects that are happening across the state, including projects being led out by the government. So I thought it'd be fairly straightforward that everybody would unanimously support it in the council. I didn't see or foresee any opposition or problem, and I was kind of shocked and very, very disappointed by the reaction today. And I can't believe, honestly, that it's been defeated, and I just can't get my head around why any representative in Donegal would vote against it.
Now, I've spoke to a number of councillors. They say they're not against the erection of a monument and commemoration of the Easter Rising outside the County House. It's the wording of the motion they're against, and in particular the words, "and all those who gave their lives for Irish freedom." Who is this referring to?
I think it's very straightforward. Anybody who gave their lives for Irish freedom should be remembered. I don't think any country in the world would oppose such a motion in their own country. It's not something... I still can't understand why they have such a problem with the wording, gave their lives for Irish freedom. Surely that's something that should be remembered, and surely that's something that should be commemorated.
But those who gave their lives for Irish freedom, does that include people who carried out the Umma bomb? Does that include people who shot people during the Troubles or planted bombs during the Troubles?
No, I think that argument being put forward by Fine Gael, I think it's the distraction. It's trying to muddy the agreement. It's not that. No, it's clearly anybody who gave their lives for Irish freedom. Those, and people can remember who they want, specifically who they want, but it is... The primary purpose of this motion was 1916. We're in the centenary of 1916. We're going to be taking part in commemorations all over the state, all over Donegal, and there'll be different initiatives, and I think this would slot nicely into that. And I don't like this argument of trying to mess things around here.